Welcome back. I'm Sean Carey with Mei Ling Stone Pool, the new author of the book, Ask Mei Ling When You Want the Truth About Decorating. We said at the beginning of the interview, you've come to know Mei Ling and trust Mei Ling for her decorating knowledge from her columns that began with the Edmund Sun and now in the Daily Oklahoman and also on
Channel 9 News.
And now on Channel 9.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. I've been doing segments for This Morning. It's called This Morning show. And then I've done the evening 5 o'clock. Well, it's 4:50. So Kirsten, you know, yeah. Kirsten. I've
sure.
been working with her.
I do.
And Angela. As a matter of fact, well, I guess, yeah. So people are really starting to understand that you don't have to spend a lot of money to make a home look like a Hollywood glamour house if you want to. And that if you take the time to just kind of step back and look at your space and don't try to create your space into something that it can't be. And that's what I try to tell my clients, too, is like if you want to change your kitchen, go through the magazines and look at your kitchen. If you see a picture that's similar to your style, if you have a galley kitchen, you can't have another style kitchen unless you're going to knock the walls out and redo the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So be
realistic.
And
then we're talking some bucks.
Exactly. Be realistic. And I think that sometimes people just need, a lot of times I just do a consultation. I'll say, this is what I think you need to do. They don't want me to decorate the whole thing. They just need somebody to run things, you know what I mean? A little back and forth kind of stuff. And then I'll give them a plan and they'll go from there.
It helps them focus, I think.
It does. I recently redid my kitchen. I just finished it last week.
Oh!
And this was a long project. One day I came home. Actually, I was doing
Jack
and Ron.
How many things can you cook in the microwave?
I came home and started tearing the cabinet doors off. And my husband said, oh my gosh, she has adult ADD. What's going on here? What are you doing? And, you ever get to the point where you're just so sick of something and it doesn't make you feel good? And like you were talking about your kitchen earlier, your kitchen is a place in your family room that you are all the time. And some would argue, Mei Ling, your kitchen was fine. Well, it was dark. It was a cherry wood, everything black, granite. I mean, just so, so dark. It, to me, is depressing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a window in the laundry room that connected it that I couldn't really see because there was a huge door there, that connected it. So what I did was I lightened the cabinets with a mayonnaise base paint. I actually hired someone to do it.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, called mayonnaise. You can get it at most paint stores. And then
we're not talking
mayonnaise.
Hellman's.
Yes, mayonnaise color. Yes, let me clarify that. Mayonnaise color. And then we took a glaze, the Van Dyke glaze, and went over that and wiped it down. And it is the most beautiful, warm color. I was going after a little Italian eclectic kitchen, kind of thinking about my grandmother and some of my heritage. And immediately the room changed. Then I took off the old countertops, my husband and I, and we hired a friend to do it.
Because once the husband realizes you're in the zone.
You might as well join,
you might
right?
as well help.
But what I wanted to share with some of the listeners is that one thing that I did, which people probably would normally not do, is I removed the door between the laundry room and the kitchen because it didn't go anywhere. After you went into the kitchen, you went to the laundry room and that was it. And there was a little small refrigerator in there anyway and a washer and dryer. I replaced the washer and dryer with a slide-in, the new ones, put a slab of granite across it. Any countertop would do. Immediately, I had additional 6 feet of counter space because the old washer and dryer, you couldn't lift, you had to lift the tops up.
Yep.
This one is what I'm talking about, the front loads.
Front loading.
Then I put chandelier in there, which was nice, in both rooms. And I took off the molding from the door, took the whole door out, and arched it. All
Very
of a
nice.
Sudden, that whole space opened up, and people would come over and they go like, "Did you just knock out a wall?" No, I saved about $20,000.
Thank you very much.
And it was just a visual thing because there was a big, beautiful window there.
Mm-hmm.
But because, and it's really funny that just the 2 or 3 inches of frame on each side and the big door, because it wouldn't open all the way to the back and stop by the refrigerator, it wouldn't allow the space to open up. When I did that and made the kitchen, it wasn't really that small anyway. It wasn't a huge kitchen, but it just opened the whole space up. And then from there, I put a light tumbled marble backsplash, took the black color off. And I had the guy that did it, Dax Ford, and Marble Designs did the granite too. But I had her, I had him, his suggestion was to stack the backsplash without grout. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, what if something gets in there?
Yeah,
and,
water.
Know, food or water. And he goes, so I had, we put a board, a waterproof board in the back. He glued it back like you would normally do, except for spacing it out. He stacked it. Excuse me. And then we sealed it. It's, I'm so glad. It's so gorgeous. And it looks like you're in a little villa or some kind of Italian old world place, because if you can imagine, and it's still really light. And I had a border that I put around it, but it was still very light. And then the countertops were more of, I still kept a solid black countertop that was new in the center island, but then I did a more of a light multicolored, it's called Venetian gold, new Venetian gold in the on the other two, because I have sort of like galley. Center island too. What else did I change? The hardware, painted the glazed and painted the walls, and they were already textured. But what's weird is you couldn't see the texture because it had a taupe color paint.
Right.
As soon as we put the glaze on it, the whole room came alive.
Isn't that
but
great?
I don't want to do it to the whole house. You know, I just wanted to do that room. And I tell you what, I've been the happiest person, and I saved. I can't tell you the bids that I received. I mean, this is what this book is all about. I probably saved $25,000-$30,000 doing it myself.
Changing your space, making it something that is you and makes you happy without taking out a second mortgage to do it.
Exactly. Because, you know, now most people aren't even staying in their homes for 30 years.
No.
Moving.
Yeah.
You know, we don't. So you got to be careful.
I mean, the fact that I've been in my house 8 years now. That's a long time for
10,
some people.
Well, not 10 there, but 6 there. That's a big deal.
I met a woman the other day who said they were moving into a new house, and they had not lived in the house they were moving out of very long. I said, well, why are you moving out of that house? It just got too messy.
Yeah.
What?
There was an article in the paper, I think, last week.
Oh, I pitted this one out. I'm going to move on. Yeah. Well, I'm curious, you know, talking about people taking out second mortgage. What if you don't have a mortgage? What if you're a renter? But you have that, you know, you go into an apartment or you go into, you know, a rent house and you've got those white walls.
Right.
You are really at the mercy of your landlord. You're at the mercy of the apartment manager. But how do you make those changes? If you're going to live in an apartment or a rent house for 2 or 3 years, you want it to be a space that makes you happy.
Which most people do at some point in their life, live in an apartment. That's probably one of the most common questions, Sean, that I get on the column. And I think you have to have a good working relationship with your landlord or manager. Unfortunately, a lot of these are now corporate owned. And what a lot of people have to do is up front, when you sign the lease, when you go and tell them, I would like to paint a color. And a lot of times they'll paint the color for you sometimes. If it's a neutral enough color, you know, like not purple or, you know, bright orange. But aside from that, let's say you're already in the house, there are a couple things you can do. And I tell people, one of the things that the main problem people have is if there's an old wall, the wood paneling, you know, that's a major problem. Instead of that dark wood, you can take paint and lighten that just with a wash if they allow you to do it again. But that's an update for them. On the walls, a lot of times a landlord would say, if you paint it, fine, but just paint it back white when you leave. And most people don't want to handle that. But, you know, if it's going to make you feel comfortable.
Because your motivation's gone by that time when it's time to leave.
But if you're in the house for, you know, 3 years or if you're a college student or whatever, paint one wall. You don't have to paint all the walls. Just paint one wall. And so you can paint one wall, any kind of wild color you like. And then when you leave, you just have to paint one wall. You know, that makes it kind of nice. Another thing you can do is use art. Obviously, you can use bright, colorful pictures. I've told people to put rods in the back of one wall if they have, and then just run a curtain or a drape or fabric behind it. You can do that with screens. I had a lady who had a horrible wall. I guess the whole thing was brick, and she was Actually, they own their house, but her husband wouldn't let her paint it, wouldn't let her take it down. And again, I told her to pull her furniture into the room, put plants. You're creating almost a wall of plants and screens and pretty things that draw your attention from that. Drapes also do the same thing. If you get some colorful drapes, that you know, drapes you can put up and take down.
Yeah.
Or you can just paint a stripe or a border across the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you leave, you just paint that. I mean, there are lots of ways that, you can do things if you're creative. I try to stay away from borders, wallpaper borders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of wallpaper. The only place I really feel like wallpaper is good is in a bathroom. I'm sorry. I mean, I know there's some beautiful
And even then, you have to be careful because of the steam and the, you know.
You
don't get it glued
bathroom.
Right. The, you know.
Exactly. A guest bathroom. And the wallpaper people probably won't like me to hear me say that. I'm not,
The paint people will love you, though.
The paint people
Look at the
love
bright side.
I mean, paint is just so easy when you don't have a lot of money. And I've taken wallpaper down. You probably have, too.
Yes.
It's not that easy.
With that.
They do have new stuff now.
With that thing, the
right.
The mixture that you have to rub on the walls,
right.
And then the thing
I actually
that you
have a question in here called the upside. It's not a question. Some of these are just little features. The upside and downside of wallpaper. Upside and downside of wallpaper. And it talks about, you know, how do you decide if you want to use wallpaper? If you go to the trouble of taking it down. A lot of people ask me a question all the time. They ask this all the time. Should I wallpaper over the wallpaper or should I take it down?
I've had that question before.
I'm a firm believer that, you know,
I've asked that question before.
My grandfather used to tell me, if you're going to do it right the first time,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to do it right the first time. Because sometimes you have a tendency, there could be layers of wallpaper under there, and it's not pretty. And if it's not your home, I probably wouldn't tackle it. But if it's your home,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's best to kind of remove that. But they do have products now that help you to scrape off the, you know, the glue and whatnot, too. And a heat gun that will help you heat up the surface, you know, and pull it down. And warm water and vinegar, if you spray that on, it'll saturate it. It comes off a lot easier.
What's that other stuff they usually use? Riff?
Is that
stuff that comes in the bottle?
There is. And
I've used that before.
There's another
an
product
enzyme.
That you can actually use a wallpaper liner that if everything is attached securely, you can put this liner on and then you can redo the whole thing and not have to pull it down.
Hmm.
So you do kind of have to look. But if stuff is peeling off and you see, you know, you just might as well go on and take it down. The good, cool thing about wallpaper, though, I won't totally, you know, say I don't like it at all, is that if you're in the Red Hat Society or if you're an OU fan or OSU fan, you can have any kind of wallpaper almost that you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You can even create your own. You can have. And so that's what's kind of cool about it, murals and things like that.
I remember growing up, when my parents built a house, my mother had wallpaper that looked like newspapers from newspaper ads from like the early 1900s.
I've seen those. Those are cute. Especially in bathrooms where you can sit and read them.
Exactly.
So that's what I mean. You have something to read. But when I talk about wallpaper is that if you think about it, now if you go to a real traditional styled home or something country, that doesn't really, it's not outdated. When you start doing the floral prints and the colors, the colors change, then inevitably in 3 years the wallpaper's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pull it down. And
right.
It can just be a hassle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, think about things. Try to see if you're going to, can live with it, you know.
You know, there are so many topics that are covered in your book. I encourage people, and I know, certainly know you do,
yes.
to,
buy the book.
to buy the book. And where can people buy the book?
Well, I've been so blessed. You can buy the book at Walden Bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, barnesandnobles.com, amazon.com.
Books a Million?
Target.com.
Which is on Memorial?
Yeah, Books a Million does not have it in, they have it in their system, but they have a weird way of doing things. But I am doing a book signing there.
Yes, at
and
the end of the
so
month.
And so I'm hoping to get them to carry the book in
Very
their store.
Very good. Very good. And I know in June you're going to be at Barnes & Noble in Norman East Noble Parkway doing a book signing as well. So people go to your website,
www.comfortzonecolumn.com.
You can find all that information
right.
out. And
They can click on, they'll see right above the book. It'll say book signings. They can click that. And there's media appearances, places I'll be. I really like to hear from nonprofit organizations that are interested, especially the American Cancer Society or places like that.
Right.
You know, they can sell the book and make a profit as well.
Terrific. Mei-Ling, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. And read the column every Saturday in the real estate section of the Oklahoman.
I will. Everybody do that too. Thanks.
Okay.